Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news on 106.7, the Fan. Dusty Baker will not return as the manager of the Nationals. 14th in Major League Baseball history with 1,863 career wins. 12 of the 13 managers ahead of him on the all-time list are in the Hall of Fame. Dusty Baker, two seasons, two division titles, both years over 90 wins, inherited a terrific ball club, couldn't get him to the league championship series, and the day after, the Cubs, who the Nats got eliminated by, get knocked out by the Dodgers, who are World Series bound. The Nats make the announcement that Baker is out. I agree with the decision. It's a tough day. I don't like when people lose their jobs, and I like Dusty Baker as a guy a whole lot. I think he did a good job. I think they've got to find someone who's better in the playoffs and who's better at just tactical baseball, which has always been his weakness. That's how the playoffs are won and lost. You see what Dave Roberts and, to a lesser extent, even Joe Maddon have done the last couple years. Maddon with a World Series title. Roberts with the Dodgers headed to the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
I don't strongly disagree. I know we got a lot of calls here at 800-636-1067. In fact, I agree with the larger point that ultimately binary one or zero, do I agree with the decision? Yes. I just care so much about process. I care about a math student that does all their work wrong but still somehow arrives at the right answer. Well, next time you're faced with a problem, you won't be able to do it right. I care about how the Nationals have botched manager stuff for the last 14 years. Seven managers in 14 years. The Bud Black fiasco, a couple exceptional circumstances where Jim Riggleman quit in the middle, which I fault him for, to be honest with you. But still, it's just this weird hole that the Nationals, an otherwise great organization, have in their game. And I suspect, given all the reports that we heard, including what you heard from a source, Grant, is that this was going to happen. There was plenty of goodwill, even though the ending was so bad. I just can't help but escape my sinking feeling that this was a Nationals' unwillingness to pay market value for a manager, and we'll be back here again. I'd love to go get the next great guy, but will they be able to when they say, hey, we'll give you a third of what Joe Maddon makes, or we'll give you half of what Buck Showalter
makes? Maybe they won't do that this time.
Maybe they won't, but that's what they've done, and that's what I'm worried about.
Remember when they gave Dusty Baker that deal, he was not their choice. Now that they made a bad offer to Bud Black, I think what you're referring to as well. What I'm curious about is how this is going to be received. You know, around baseball, I think this is going to be taken two ways. Number one, this is a power play by the Lerners over Rizzo. And number two, the Nationals are putting all their chips in for next season. Those are the two perceptions. The other thing is, a lot of people are going to crush the decision. But you know the Nationals fan base like I do. Very loyal to their guys, whether mm-hmm. that's Jason Wirth or Ian Desmond or anybody else. Don't be mean to Ian Desmond, who's 0 for his last 22 with six strikeouts. I mean, it's very much, if you wear that curly W, we love you, and we don't really care about the specifics and the numbers from a lot of the fan base. I think this move, by and large, is going to be really disliked by the fan base because Dusty was such a popular person. The phones are open, 800-636-1067. We are taking your reactions here on The Fan.
Let's go to Omar in Largo. Omar, Dusty out. What are your thoughts?
This isn't Omar. This is Mark. But that's
Omar,
okay.
What's up, dude?
How you guys doing?
Look, hey, man.
Let me say this. Dusty fell on the sword for someone who has failed three managers, and that's Gio Gonzalez. And I wish everybody in the media would really, really talk about this more. Yes, Dusty should be blamed for what happened last Thursday, but he wouldn't have been put in that position if it wasn't for Gio Gonzalez. And the mere fact that Gio Gonzalez has signed for another year, it doesn't matter who you bring in as a manager. You could dig up Casey Stengel and put him as a statue in the dugout at Nats Park. If Gio Gonzalez is in the rotation in the playoffs, we are going to fail. Why? Why? Because he's going to do one of his antics. And we got him back next year. This guy needs to go. And y'all need to start beating the drums on this.
Mark,
seriously.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. If he's your number four, it's not that big a deal. I agree. He hasn't done well in meaningful must-win postseason games. But let's keep these phones calls
rolling.
It seems
like a weird target for all of your anger after they got eliminated.
Well, I mean, I understand frustration with him, and not
enough
people are
talking about it. He hasn't pitched well, but that's not why Dusty doesn't have a job.
Let's go to Jamal in Silver Spring. Your reaction.
Hey guys, Danny, you're saying exactly all the things I'm thinking. It is culture. The culture is the problem. Let's remember, Dusty made it to the World Series. He didn't win it, but he made it with San Francisco. We've had three different managers. We have the same results. I think it's the culture, and I think you see it where they went against Rizzo's recommendation. They decided to let Dusty go. I think it's something with the culture, and I think it starts with the learners and their interference. And we can't put our finger on it. It's not as toxic as the Redskins, but it is something with the culture of the organization, and it starts at the top.
I think this is a really good phone call. And if you're just hopping in the car for lunch and you're hearing about Dusty Baker being out, I'm going to reiterate, I heard within the last day and change that Mike Rizzo wanted Dusty Baker back and that Rizzo thought that maybe it was going to happen. I'd even heard that the plan was, as early as today, we could hear that Dusty Baker was being retained on a 2-year extension with the Nationals. If, in fact, what I heard and what's being reported by USA Today and Bob Nightingale as what went down is correct, and that is that Rizzo and the learners were going back and forth and the learners went against Rizzo's plan,
right?
That's a big problem. I mean, Rizzo is the architect of this outfit. He is the president of baseball operations. This should be his call, not the learners. That is Dan Snyder-like, and that is a problem if, in fact, that is true.
Yeah, process matters to me. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you get Max Scherzer at the behest of the owners, and he's the Cy Young winner, and he's awesome. Other times it's, you know, a negative war player like Matt Wieters. Now, I think overall Wieters was a positive, but you see my point. Is I want Mike Rizzo to be the guy. I want his decisions to be the decisions. And if that's the case, that's kind of where I keep harping on here, is the process matters so much. Squeeze in Don in Ashburn. Donnie, how you doing?
What's up, boys?
Hey, man.
Hey, the NFL food tour stops in Philly this weekend. We're going with Philly cheesesteaks and hot pretzels. As far as Dusty goes, I think all your callers have made very good points, pretty much stole my thunder. I think that the real measuring stick of this move is going to be what the guy that replaces Dusty is able to do and how far he can take them. The success and the failure of this move really sits there.
Donnie, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. What about that, Jeeps? Is it just that easy? Because we shouldn't act like it's that simple to find the next Joe Maddon, right? It's hard. It's hard to find these guys, but to me, it's worth a shot. It's why I said I would move on from Dusty Baker.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but I think there are a couple of candidates that everyone in baseball seems to like right now. Alex Cora, who's to say he's not the next Torey Lovello, who took over the Diamondbacks as a bench coach on a contending team in Boston and is going to be the manager of the year in the NL and led them to the playoffs. Who's to say that you can't decide you're going to pry a Leland or one of the championship-level managers who's out of baseball? Tony La Russa, by the way, yesterday, lost his job in Arizona. Now, that's a Hall of Famer. That's a guy who's in his 70s. I'm not sure if he's still got any interest in the grind of a day-in, day-out season, but you know, Dusty Baker's a similar age. The timing's coincidental and interesting. I mean, maybe you go with a guy like that. Maybe you go with a kid like Cora who hasn't done it. Ron Gardenhire just got a job. He was an interesting name to me. John Farrell is the first guy you probably call who's won two division titles the last 2 years in a recent World Series who's out of a job. There are some candidates, though, and it's worth kicking the tires here. 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls into the next hour. Grant and Danny, 1067 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.